be, now and again, a little patch of decent weather. We don't get loads of them, but now and again we do. And I've looked out of my window, I've looked in my garden, and I thought, it's pretty shoddy out there. It needs a little bit of work. So I thought I'd come and talk to somebody who knows a lot about gardens. I've come to Haworth Timber and Building Supplies. It's just down on Clairo Road in Harrogate. And I'm going to go and meet Gary Collins. Now, they're celebrating their first birthday in August, so they've been here a year. And I hear that Gary is the man when it comes to sorting out gardens. So I'm going to go inside and find Gary. Hello, Gary. I'm Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Hello. Now, I hear you are the man who knows a lot about gardens, and mine is looking pretty shabby. So I've come to talk to you. Are you a man that knows about getting my garden looking good?
I can help you, yes.
Yeah? Now, the latest thing I've heard is that grass doesn't need to be real to look good. Is that true?
No, we stock a product called NEM Grass. This year, we're concentrating on a version called Vision. But NEM Grass, artificial grass, is definitely the way forward.
Is it increasingly popular in this area? Why do people want it?
That's a good question. It's not necessarily because of cost, because it's actually more than grass. I think it's just low maintenance. You know, we're getting a lot of floods, a lot of wet weather nowadays, and sometimes it's difficult to cut grass. And I think people are going down the artificial route more than ever. Probably popular throughout the country. It's not necessarily just this area, but we have seen a trend, well, certainly this year so far, that's the way to go.
I suppose as well, if you want to always have a garden that looks neat and tidy,
yeah, neat and tidy, yep.
Especially this time of year, you can leave it for 2 or 3 days your grass is all long, yeah. Whereas artificial, leave it, stays looking neat and tidy.
All you do is put a timber board around the edge, put the base down and just lay it in there, and it's exactly the same. You don't have to do anything to it, just enjoy it, just enjoy the sunshine and get out there in your deck chair, really.
Shall we go and have a look at the artificial
grass?
Yeah,
of course you can. It's good quality. You get the different grades. This one's called Vision. There's one called Eclipse, one called Ellipse, and they're all slightly different in the feature.
It looks very realistic, because as well as sort of the real blades, it's also got some that look like they're just like it's old grass in between
but
that's what real grass looks like.
That's what it looks like. Yeah, I mean, if you put that down, you wouldn't know the difference.
No.
It is really good. We've got a lot of installers of this, so if you want somebody that is a professional that can install this, although you can do it yourself, then we have got installers that come along and do this.
If we're not looking for NEM grass, for the artificial grass, and we're thinking about we want some kind of hard paving or decking, can you help me with that?
Traditionally, decking would be softwood decking. We now do hardwood decking. This year, our trend is with a product called Trex, which is an American product that we are sole distributors for, or Haworth Group are sole distributors for, which is a composite decking. It's a quality product that you can put down. I think the guarantee on it is certainly 25 years plus.
Could we go and look at that around as well?
I've got a display just around. Sorry about the noise of the lorries.
All right, it's all going here.
That's what a merchant looks. This has been installed by one of our contractors. That's going to look like that for many, many years.
So it looks like wood. It looks like sort of a nice reddish wood, but it's actually...
It's made up of rejected products, bottles, old glass. You know, it's a composite. It's made of rejected or rubbish as such.
So it's recycling at its best.
It is, yeah. And once it's down, it looks like that. It'll always retain that shade. There's a guarantee on it. It is expensive, but it's low maintenance. You don't have to do anything with it. You don't have to paint it every year. You don't have to stain it. This, certainly, as far as Haworth is concerned, is the way forward for us. And we've been selling quite a bit of this recently.
And then one more thing that we want to talk about.
All right.
What about paving?
Well, I'll show you the paving we've got here. The sandstone, there's so much available. You can't keep it all. So rather than confuse everybody, we just keep what we sell every day and then we get in what they want. So if you wanted a 60 square metre, we'd order it in specially, so it comes in from the same batch, goes straight out to you.
So if anybody is looking for either artificial grass, the decking or the paving, how does it work? Do they come here, have a look and then decide what they want? Does somebody sort of help them decide? How does that happen at Haworth Timber?
Well, we keep the NEM grass here so that someone can come down and have a look at the Vision as well as the different samples we've got, so we can decide on site. If they've got a particular area they've got to cover and they want it cut, it can be done as well. Slab-wise or sandstone-wise, you're currently looking at the range. But if somebody looks in the Pavestone catalogue or the Marshalls or Stone Market, whoever we support, and wants a particular type, we'll get a sample for them. And the Trex decking we keep in stock anyway in all the different lengths. The hardwood we keep and the softwood. So it's a case of coming down, talking to the guys in the yard or people in the office and going forward.
Gary, thank you very much for having us. And people
you're
can
welcome.
Pop down Howarth Timber. It's on Clara Road, just near where the old rugby club used to be, if people know where that was. And thank you very much for having us.
OK, and just so one other thing, we are celebrating our first year anniversary. On the 3rd of August is our first year anniversary. So we've been here a year now, so it's gone very quick.
Yeah, and they'll hear about that on Stray FM because we're having a bit of a celebration with you.
Well, we've had lots of celebrations this last year or so because Howarth, which was formed in 1840, just celebrated their massive birthdays, as you can imagine, from 1840 to present day, but it's our first birthday on the 3rd of August.